Trump administration will try to exempt specialty bulbs from energy efficiency. This has been going, I think it's in the process. Let's get the man who can give us some information on this, Steve Nadell, Executive Director from the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. So he knows, Steve, you're looking really to keep these energy efficient bulbs energy efficient. What is the situation here? I understand maybe there's some bulbs that are going to be exempt. Can you explain kind of where it stands on this perhaps change rollback?
Yes. Congress in 2007 passed a law to basically gradually move light bulbs to much more efficient products. It was signed by President George W. Bush. The first part has already taken effect, more efficient incandescent lamps. Second part is due to take effect in 2020. In the Obama administration, they expanded the coverage of the this law to include many specialty bulbs, deciding that LED lights, light-emitting diodes, were available to meet that, could save a lot of energy. And so they did that. The Trump administration is now proposing to change that, go back to the original definition, exempt all the specialty bulbs from this law. These are about half the savings. So a lot of money at stake, a lot of energy at stake for a typical family. The specialty bulbs alone are on the order of about $50 a year after you replace your bulbs.
So my understanding would be, from what you said, just to be clear, the Trump administration wants to roll things back to the way the Bush administration endorsed it.
Correct, but the other thing that's going on is, since the Bush administration, these bulbs have advanced a lot, and that's why the Obama administration said, now technically it is possible to advance it to the point that we cover the specialty bulbs.
Now, you say specialty bulbs. These are my favorite bulbs, the three-way bulb, the one that goes in the candelabra, the one in the recessed can. We can still have the bulbs that'll fit in there. We're just trying to get them to be, what, LEDs? Is that how the...
That's all it is. Yes, the same, you know, candle shapes, the same globe shapes, etc. But instead of using 60 watts, they may use 15 watts. Same amount of light coming out, too. Just
same amount, you know, or same light? Because a lot of times I'm at a certain age where I'm still having time to adjust to what's considered to be the same light from these bulbs.
Same brightness, 15-watt LED is the same brightness about as a 60-watt incandescent.
Right. Now, your concern, I guess, is, and through time, I guess, there's a lot of, if these are not energy efficient, we're wasting a lot of money. Is that the point?
We're wasting money. We are putting additional pollution into the air. And all of us are paying for this, because as power demand goes up, the power company, First Energy or whatever the local power company is, has to build more power plants, and we all pay for that. So if we can slow the growth of electricity, we help keep electricity bills down for everyone, both you in your house, but all your neighbors, because we need less new power plants.
I was spending more money on bulbs sometimes because there was like a balance of thinking I could spend this much for these light bulbs, or I could try to spend that for bulbs which they claim would last longer, and sometimes the claim doesn't always hold up.
Right. These new LED bulbs are working pretty well. They typically last on the order of 10 hours, sometimes, not 10 hours, sorry, 10 years, sometimes even longer. I know there were some compact fluorescent bulbs before that didn't work as well, but those are gradually withering on the vine, being replaced by the LED bulbs.
You mentioned to try to keep limits on the electricity we use, try to keep that down. Yet on the other hand, there is certainly a movement afoot here in this country to move more toward electric cars. Do you see them both achieving the same goals, or will the need for electricity for cars present a problem?
More electric vehicles do save energy. They're more efficient than gasoline vehicles. So, yes, we do see electricity going up for that reason. That even makes it more important to use things like light bulbs more efficiently, so that while power demand may go up, it will only go up a little and not a lot.
Talking this morning with Steve Nadell, Executive Director of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. What are some of the other items that you're working on with your organization?
We do a lot of work on different state policies, what states can do, for example, to encourage the utilities to help consumers and businesses use energy more efficiently. We're doing work on what we call resiliency, how energy efficiency can help homes be more resilient to storms, more resilient to power outages, because the weather keeps changing. I mean, we're having floods now in Nebraska, but how can people much better, you know, shelter in place? So working on many different things.
So is this rollback change, is it planned? Is it taking place? Is there opportunities for maybe a modification? What do you see happening?
It is a proposal. The Department of Energy is now requesting comments on this. It's also members of Congress can also weigh in. So your listeners might want to contact their representatives. I believe in your area it's mostly Representative Lotta and Representative Johnson, and tell them that they support the more efficient light bulbs. Please don't roll back the requirements.
All right. Steve Nadell, Executive Director for the American Council for Energy Efficient Economy. We appreciate your time this morning, and to use a pun this morning, bringing the topic to light.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right.